Spider Program, a copyrighted feature coast-to-coast over 214 stations. Presented by Campana, the makers of Solitaire, the new cake makeup, and Campana Cream Balm, the new hand lotion containing lanolin. Theater time on the Great White Way. And tonight heralds one of those spectacular events on Broadway that none of us want to miss. An opening night at the Little Theater off Times Square. The street will be crowded, the house packed. We want to be on time for first curtain, so let's be on our way. Will you join me? Sidewalks are jammed to overflowing. Here's a break in the crowd. Shall we cross the street? Well, here we are at the Little Theater off Times Square.
Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. Fersnander. The usher will show you to your box.
Thank you. We'll go right in. Well, here we are. An eager audience fills every seat in the house tonight. Advance notices indicate we're about to witness another hit show. So let's have a look at our program. Tonight's play by Kingsley Moses is entitled The Heart That Has Truly Loved. With Barbara Luddy on vacation, the play this evening co-stars Constance Crowder in the part of Ellen and Hugh Studebaker in the role of Soccer. The play is pure fiction, of course, and does not refer to real people or to actual events. And now, just before first curtain, let's listen to Eric Segerquist and his First Nighter Orchestra. The house lights are on, and here's the play.
Ain't listening, Soccer.
I was thinking. The early evening hour that Marty loved best. God rest her soul.
I got a sure thing on the Daily Double of Jamaica tomorrow.
Nah, don't bother me now, Stitch.
But I'm telling you, Soccer. In the first case is a standoff. Martingale, see? Blackie got on freedom. And Blackie should be...
God, all your hope.
If you can lay down a douche, you can make us up a couple of $100 easy.
Scram, will you?
Huh. Oh, it's a friend of yours. Okay, I'll be seeing you, Soccer.
Evening, Terry.
Now, nah, lay off of that Terry stuff. I bring up old times. I ain't been Terry for 22 years.
To any but me. I'll move over and let a lady rest her feet.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, see what I brought for your supper.
Oh, glory, potato pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Potato pancakes, something like Molly used to make.
Who's bringing up old times now? Never mind. For a fact, I'd like to remember you then, Terry.
Yeah, you was just a little kid with pigtails down your back.
16 I was when you married Molly. Wasn't I at the wedding?
Yeah, skip it. You're the only soul that knows who I was then. Not Soccer Dunnigan, but Terry F. Darcy.
Corporal Terence F. Darcy, DSC. With the victory medal with 5 battle plaques. More than most boys have gotten this war, Terry.
Yeah, this war. You know what I think about this war?
I know. And I know how wrong your thinking is, Terry Darcy.
Now, I told you not to speak that name. If the cops got wise that I'd done a stretch up the river...
I'm sorry, Soccer. Sometimes I just remember. But you was trying to help Molly and the baby. I know that. Eat the pancakes now while they're warm.
Yeah, crazy kid I was. And swell-headed from all the praise I got when I come back from France. Yep. All praise, no money. And with Molly so sick and all after the baby was born...
Sure, I understand, Terry. Soccer. But Molly couldn't have lived. Had you got away with that robbery, the money'd have done you no good.
I could have kept the kid. The court wouldn't have given him to the brothers to raise.
The brothers did a good job. At least so I've heard.
Yes, yeah. Sometimes I wish I knew where he was. But no. To have him knowing his father served time in Sing Sing. No, I don't know where he is.
You think so now. But maybe sometime you...
No, forget it. I got my own life. Alone. And it ain't bad, all in all. I got my own cab. I make a living, honest, and clear with the cops, almost.
Oh, Terry, no trouble?
No, well, only sometimes I kind of wonder. It's that fly cop, Riley. He's after making dirty cracks when we're jawing about this fool war.
Must you always be calling it this fool war? No wonder Riley gets sore, him with three sons in the Navy.
If I had a son now, I'd see him and well up the river in the big house. And then this cockeyed war.
Gary, hush. Folks will hear you.
What do I care? What's this war about, anyway? Four freedoms. What's that? Saving democracy, my foot. Didn't we do all that back in 1918?
Gary, here comes Riley now.
Yes.
Give me the plate and I'll be going. Evening, Mr. Riley.
Evening to you, Miss O'Hara. Old friend of yours, Dilligan.
You keep your tongue off her, Flatfoot.
Sure, sure, Soccer. Don't get excited. Raise the blood pressure, I'm hearing.
Speak for yourself, Riley. What are you doing way across town here? Thought your beat was over on East 51st. Or did they take your shield?
No. Not yet, Soccer. You see, I got a gift of remembering faces, Soccer. So I work Broadway now and then. And sometimes I can pick up an old con who's maybe forgetting things he learned up the river.
Nice, clean fun, huh?
The pay is good.
Yeah. Be like a fella called Judas once said the same.
Tish, tish, tish. Don't be bitter now, Soccer. It'll age you before your time.
Age me? Fine when you are to talk with a white stubble showing on your chin.
Sure me hair turned white 25 years ago in World War I.
In World War I? Was you hiding behind the brass buttons of a rookie cop even then?
Sure I was a new married man then, Soccer. It was easier on us newlyweds in that Piflin War.
Piflin? If you've seen what I...
Yes, Soccer.
Skip it.
You see, I'm interested in the talk about war. Having three sons in the Navy myself.
And I've heard that before.
And belike you'll be hearing it again. When a man has three sons fighting for his country...
And is it for us to boss the whole world? Is it for us to be sending our boys to be killed?
Whose boys, Dunnigan? If you had a son now... If you had a stake in this game...
Good evening once more, Mr. Riley.
Oh, so you're back, Miss O'Hara. Mind, I could be leaving if you've private business with Mr. Dunnigan.
I have.
Then good evening to you, ma'am. Night, Soccer.
That black-hearted bald.
Oh, don't let him get under your skin so, Terry. He's only egging you on into saying something you'll be sorry for.
Was it after saving me from the folly of my own tongue that you come back here?
Not altogether. I'm having a bit of a party tomorrow night for some friends who are in town.
Yeah?
Maybe you'd be coming, Terry?
No, I ain't one for parties, dressing up.
Just this once, for me.
Well, you've been awful good to me, Ellen.
I've always liked you a lot. When I was a slip of a girl there at your wedding tomorrow, Terry, I thought you were the grandest man in the world. A fine, brave man.
Oh, go on. You talk so to me and me nearing 50?
We aren't neither of us so young, Terry. And we've both had our sorrows. But we can still be friends like we always were.
You don't hold what I've done against me?
Did I ever? By word or deed, Terry. Sure, we all must walk through the valley to reach the top of the hill. You'll come tomorrow night, then?
I will, that, Ellen.
First up, 6 o'clock, Terry.
Right. Maybe if I had the door. She's a wonderful girl, Ellen.
And the curtain comes down on the first act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking in the outer lobby or downstairs, please.
Did you see the picture of the girl in Life magazine this week with a solitaire lovely complexion?
Oh, yes, I did. And I know from my own experience that solitaire cake makeup has given me a complexion smoothness that I never dreamed possible.
Solitaire cake makeup containing lanolin helps anyone look her best on any occasion. For instance, when you're dancing.
Your skin is as creamy smooth as the gardenia in your hair. Thanks to solitaire, your makeup stays smooth without redoing for hours and hours.
And when you're on the beach with him?
Your complexion is as golden hued as the sun itself. Thanks to solitaire, your makeup looks fresh and natural in bright sunlight. even on warm, sultry days.
And then comes dinner for two, perhaps.
Yes, with your complexion as radiant as the candlelight on the table. Thanks to Solitaire, those tiny lines and complexion blemishes are your secret, because Solitaire helps to conceal them.
And keep this in mind as you use Solitaire day after day. Your skin is guarded against dryness, thanks to Solitaire's lanolin richness.
Yes, Solitaire is good to your skin, and good to your pocketbook. For only 60 cents, you get one of the largest compacts of fine quality cake makeup on the market. Guaranteed by Campana.
There's also a 25-cent size, which many girls carry in their purse. Insist on Solitaire cake makeup containing lanolin at any toiletry counter.
The lights are dim, and here's the second act of The Heart That Is Truly Loved.
When every face is smiling...
Hi,
is that
me?
Yes, sir.
Taxi, do you know where the Marriage License Bureau is in this town?
Sure do, Sergeant. Hop in.
Oh, but darling, the License Bureau is way downtown, and taxis are so expensive... Tell him to take us to the nearest subway station.
And leave it to a dame to save a dime every time.
The nearest subway station that'll get us downtown, driver.
Check.
Well, here we go, sweetheart.
Oh, I can hardly believe we're going to be married, darling.
We are.
After so long. And you're so far away. Clear across the Pacific.
Forget it, sugar. I'm back. This is me, see?
Darling, please, the driver, you'll see.
Who cares? Maybe he kissed a girl himself once. Oh, with a puss like that.
And him with the map of Ireland spread all over his mouth.
Oh, darling, you're back. Oh, and I love your uniform, and I love your medals.
They're
and...
yours. We'll keep them for the family.
I'm marrying you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't believe it. And Atlantic City for our honeymoon. A week. A whole week. Oh, darling, I can't believe it.
Yeah, here you are, Sergeant. Subway.
Okay. How much?
70 cents.
Here's a buck, pal. Keep the change. Come on, hurry, sugar.
Fine-looking pair of kids. Was I as soft here, I'd almost be sorry I ran up a 30-cent fare to 70 cents on them. Yeah, in them words, them sergeants get plenty of pay. Near twice what we got in the last war.
Sergeant! Hey, Jonathan!
Yeah? What are you doing, Stitch Meeker, over here on Lexington? Kind of out of your parish, ain't you?
Oh, I get around. Been seeing a customer. Big shot. But I ain't put him under that dirty double day in Jamaica. That's just for me and my particular friends.
Yeah. You got any friends, Stitch?
Now, listen, wise guy. You got a deuce, you can make $200-$300 easy.
Dream on. I ain't got a deuce. I got one lousy dollar. See? Holy mackerel. $100 bill.
A yard.
It's nothing else but... Wait. That kid sergeant must have given me $100 by mistake instead of a one.
Talk about luck, sucker. Now you can play the double today, okay?
No, not me. I got better use for my dough.
Yeah? Such as throwing it on a dame?
Now shut your loud mouth.
No offense now, sucker. But look, what's a lousy $100 to a cinch on a couple of grand? You don't need to blow it all at the track.
Nah.
Sort away $80 in your socks, see? And just send $20 to the daily double window. $100 for one?
Well,
2,000 smackers, see?
I've been doping some myself. Here's the ration sheet.
Yeah.
It's pretty late, though. The double wind is close at 1:15. It's noon now. And I ain't allowed to drive my hack to the track.
So what? We can catch the subway to Parsons Boulevard, sucker. I know a jip driver who'll run us to the gate. Well, we can make it easy.
Well, I don't know. Now, I got to park the hack.
There's that garage on 54. Only 2 blocks, you said. Hop to it. I'll be waiting at the subway.
Well, yeah, okay. I'll be there in 4 minutes flat.
Hey! Oh, smack into the tail of a plow car. Why didn't you put out your hand, cop?
So you're bringing me in, Riley. So what?
Only you're making 45 an hour.
turn smack into the tail end of our radio car?
Well, you should ought to put your hand out.
You should ought to look where you're going. Tell your story to the desk sergeant here.
Your name, Dunnigan?
Yes.
Maybe.
I was trying to get to the subway, see?
Well, trying to get to the subway. And only about 7 million folks do that twice a day. Any other reason why you shouldn't lose your license and pay for the damage to our radio coupe?
He didn't have his hand out.
He says he did. Give him a ticket, Riley. No, we better keep him here with us for a while. That prowl car will cost something to get fixed.
Oh, no, look, now, I got a date tonight.
You don't say. With a blonde, skip it.
Sergeant, can I talk to you?
Oh, please, Sergeant.
What's the trouble, soldier?
We lost $100.
Oh, gosh, that's tough, miss. How'd you lose it?
Oh, I think... Well, I guess I gave a $100 bill to a taxi driver instead of a bus like I've been to.
Where was this?
At the subway entrance on Lexington Avenue.
When?
10-15 minutes ago. You see, we got on a downtown train to go... And I pulled out my roll of money to look at it and...
And our $100 bill was gone.
Ours?
Yes, you see, we were going to get married, sir. We're on our way to the license bureau.
Ah, that's sure tough. You didn't get the cab's number, did you?
No, I guess I was thinking of something else.
Yeah, I can understand that, looking at the young lady. So you didn't notice the driver's name or his card?
No.
Didn't even get a good look at the man?
Nope.
Wouldn't be this man here, would it? Turn around, Dunnigan. Let him take a good look at you. Well, ever see him before?
I don't think so, no.
No.
I'm mighty sorry, boy. A sergeant, I should say. Seems queer you'd make such a mistake.
I'm just a dumb boot, I guess. I pulled out this roll and...
Well, now our honeymoon's gone. He only has 10 days furlough.
You don't look like such a skinny roll to me, fella. Thick as your wrist.
But, you see, there's only $1 bills in it, officer. I carried the $100 bill on the outside, see, to sort of make it look big, make a splash.
I know. Did the same trick myself when I was a kid. You start gumshoeing, Riley, and find out what you can. When a soldier back from the Pacific can't have a honeymoon because some low-down cabbie gyps him out of it.
Now, save your breath, you big baboon.
I got his $100 bill. Here it is.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you 1,000 times.
Yeah, sure, swell up, your pal. Yeah, come on, Tess, darling. Hurry, we're headed for that license bureau. Double time, sugar. Thank you again, mister. What's your name?
Dunnigan.
Me? I'm Terrence F. Darcy, Jr. Now, come on, honey. Put her up.
Terrence F. Darcy. Ever hear that name before, Dunnigan?
No.
And the curtain comes down on the second act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking downstairs or in the outer lobby, please.
And now I'd like to introduce you to a young lady who's waiting for us out in the lobby.
I'm a glamour girl, I am. My husband held my hand all through the last act. And we've been married for 5 years. And we've got a dog, a baby, a garden, and Venetian blinds.
Well, good heavens. What's that all got to do with being a glamour girl and holding hands?
Oh, plenty. Have you ever tried taking care of a dog, a baby, a house, and a garden?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, I haven't.
Well, if you had and your hands were still soft and smooth enough so your husband wanted to hold them, you'd know why I'm so proud.
Well, come on, Gib. How do you do it?
It's very simple. I have the Cantana habit. After every tussle with soapy water with dirt from the garden, I use Cantana Cream Balm, the new lotion with lanolin. Lanolin is that wonderful oil that's used in the finest of facial cosmetics. So it stands to reason that since Cantana Cream Balm is rich in lanolin, it's better for my hands. And that's a scientific fact, too.
Yes, I know it is. Lanolin duplicates the functions of your skin's own oil better than any other lubricant. That's why this lotion with lanolin does help balance the loss of the natural oils, the loss due to frequent washing. Just try the creamy smoothness of Cantana Cream Balm on your hands. See how soft your skin feels almost immediately without a single trace of stickiness. By the way, Cantana Cream Balm is soothing and clean to use on tender sunburned skin. Ask for Cantana Cream Balm in the yellow and white carton. If you prefer a heavier lotion for extra dry skin, get original Cantana Balm in the green and white carton. The first letters are all in before the last act. And there goes the curtain.
You, Terry?
Yeah.
Come right on up. Ah, my, and you're looking grand this evening, Terry.
Yeah? I ain't feeling so hot.
Oh? What's the matter?
Nothing.
Sure, sit you down, Terry, and tell me. What is it?
Oh, nothing. I guess I'm just sort of a bum.
You are not. You're a fine, brave man, Terry Darcy.
Now, I told you not to speak that name.
And why not, I'd like to know? Sure, you made a mistake, and who doesn't sometimes? But you did it for the ones you loved. And you paid the price, didn't you? A sore price, too.
A sore price, Ellen.
Now, for years, you've gone straight. You can hold up your head with any man.
Yeah. Me, I ain't so sure.
Terry, what's grieving you?
Well, I misdoubt that maybe the cops know my real name. I misdoubt Riley's suspicions.
What of it? You've paid your price and you're free. They can't do anything to you now.
They can make it pretty tough for me in a lot of mean, sneaking little ways.
Just let them try it once. Have I a cousin on the city council for nothing? I can pull a few wires myself.
Oh, by rights, I'm clear enough. But there's more than that, Ellen. You see, it's inside of me. I still ain't so sure I'm honest in my heart.
What nonsense are you after talking now, Terry Darcy?
But now listen to me. Today, around noontime, I was cruising past Radio Station.
There's a footstep on the stairs. It's them I'm expecting. It's a surprise I'm having for you, Terry.
Yeah?
The biggest surprise of your life, maybe.
Hi, Aunt Ellen.
Hello, darling.
My gosh, Aunt Ellen, you're looking pretty tonight.
And
not one day over 25.
Oh, I'll give me none of the smoothie you're telling, boy. And me old enough to be your mother. Well, I mean...
Why, Aunt Ellen, dear? You're blushing.
Yes, never mind me. Here's the old friend I asked you to meet.
Well, how do you do, sir? Glad to meet any friend of Aunt Ellen. She brought me up, you know, and I... Say, I've seen you before. In the station house this morning. What? You're...
Terrence F. Darcy, Senior.
You don't mean... You're my old man.
Yeah. Looks like it, son.
Oh, to see he's your own father, darling.
Now, this morning, when you give me that $100 bill by mistake...
Well, he took us right around to the station house where he knew we'd most likely be.
Well, no, it wasn't just that way.
It certainly was swell of you, sir. Dad, giving it back like that. You know, it was almost as if you knew I was your son.
Now, listen. I wasn't going to...
Sure, supper's waiting, Terry. They're waiting supper. Come in, children. You haven't much time, and your father and dad will want to hear about Guadalcanal.
So then we finished the job. It had to be done, and we did it.
Yeah, and it was a job well done. They give you the DSC for it.
I thought, when they pinned it on, this matches the DSC my old man brought out of France. That's why I wanted it.
It makes the war seem different to you, Terry, doesn't it now?
Yeah. I see it different. With a son of my own in it. Yeah, like Riley says, a man's got a stake in the game. Yeah.
And Ellen was always telling Terry, be as fine a soldier as your father was. If you can just live up to the name you got from him.
Will you have a crumb or a wedding cake, lad?
No, thank you. Not a crumb. Oh, hey, sugar, our train for Atlantic City leaves in 25 minutes.
Oh, no. Aunt Ellen, we've got to rush, darling. Where's my hat? Where's my bag?
Well, now, before you go, I should like to tell you, as I've been trying to tell you...
Well, you've not too much time, darling. Hurry now. Goodbye, Cass. Goodbye, lad. Have a wonderful time.
Goodbye, father.
Goodbye.
We'll be back soon.
Goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Be seeing you Sunday.
So long.
Well, Terry, there it is. He's a fine lad.
He's a fine lad, thanks to you.
Is it true, Ellen?
You took him and cared for him all the while I was up there?
They had no one else, Terry. With Molly dead and all. The brothers were good to him, but a boy needs a woman's care, I'm thinking. And I did tell him about you, Terry.
All about me?
No. Just about the Terry Darcy I'd known. The fine, valiant soldier he was. And the bold heart of him. I said that you'd had to go away. That you'd come back someday.
Why did you do it?
Molly was my friend. And the boy was all alone. And so like you, Terry.
You did it for me, Ellen?
Maybe I did, Terry.
You could feel that way? Even about a convict?
You were. You are no longer.
I this morning, I was thinking on keeping his $100 bill.
You'd have changed your mind quick. That would not be your true nature, Terry.
And I wonder now.
I know. And there was no reason for the children to guess you were thinking about keeping the money, Terry. That's why I kept cutting you short.
You talked about being a mother to my boy.
I was. In the best way I knew how.
If you married me, you'd be his mother, Ellen.
Yes. But I'll not marry any sucker Dunnigan.
Is Terence F. Darcy Sr. asking you? Would you try it, Ellen?
That I would, Terry.
On another performance in a little theater off Times Square. Miss Crowder and Mrs. Schiedebaker are in front of our footlights. Before we move out of the theater, let me invite you to be with us again next week at the same time when Barbara Luddy will be back from her vacation starring in a rib-splitting comedy entitled Anything Can Happen in Hollywood. Waste paper and old cardboard of all kinds are urgently needed in the war effort. There's a serious shortage. So won't you help by collecting old newspapers, magazines, and cardboard? Then call your local salvage group and ask them to pick it up. And now we move out of the theater and into the street. What do you say we stroll down Broadway?
Good night, Mr. Presnider.
Good night. The First Nighter program is a copyrighted radio feature.
Men, face the day with a Dresskin refreshed face. Yes, Dresskin, Campana's famous aftershave lotion, is back again. Makes your face feel cool, refreshed after you shave. Ask your druggist for a 50-cent or $1 bottle of Dresskin, spelled D-R-E-S-K-I-N. This is Mutual.